About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
A great mood. Hopefully you're paying attention to today's show so we can send you to Santa Monica Oceanway Festival and you can see some Jack White and some Killers and some Sublime and many others. That'll be coming up. And if you want to go to Universal Studios Hollywood, we have those tickets for you as well coming up next hour right here on K-Rock.
What do you think is the most embarrassing thing that can happen to you at the gym? There are a lot of ways you can embarrass yourself at the gym, but I think there's one most embarrassing thing.
Lifting a weight that's not that heavy, and like it's you need someone to come out. You need like someone
or
to come
save
you.
Or you bench press and you can't get the press bar.
And there's no plates on the. It's just the bar, sir. And you're like, I know, but someone help me lift it.
You had to use assistance to carry the bar.
Not for the bar only, but there's definitely times where there's not a lot of weight. Like in my mind, I'm like, I think this thing must be like 500 pounds, and it's like barely over 100. And like one of those like big like a real. One time, a woman had to come and help me at the gym. That was really embarrassing too, because. I couldn't lift.
What did she? Like, you couldn't lift it?
Yeah, she had to like help me lift. I was set up badly on the bench, and it was my elbows were like too close, and I could like, trap
them. The woman was me, and it was me trying to help Klein.
That's such a great walk of shame where you put weights on a bar, then you sit down to do the thing, and then you have to get back up and take the weight off because you realize
you have too much. That's pretty embarrassing. And you hope that no one saw that. You almost pretend like you just did like
sets. One rep like that. I would say beyond that, though, one of the more embarrassing things a person can do is have a run-in with the treadmill.
What do you mean a run-in with the treadmill?
Like an oopsie with the treadmill. You fall off, you trip, you do that thing where you do that sprint, but it's going too fast, and you have to like jump off and abandon gym.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, watch people fall off a treadmill is always that's a good laugh.
So I had an incident with the treadmill yesterday. I went down to the gym in this building after we had had our show meeting and binged on a bunch of chips and cheesies that a listener had sent us. I felt like I could just feel the bloat beginning. I was like, I got to get on a treadmill and do something. So I went down there.
Cody sent us a big box of chips from Canada.
I know. And Klein's like, we're going to wait and taste test these later. I was like, open.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so
like,
funny.
I'm not waiting.
Fat Allie was like, she was in rare form yesterday.
Oh, my God. I was starving.
We got this box. So all these chips, they're unavailable in America. He went to Canada or something. So he sent us a bunch of them, some interesting flavors. And we're like, great, let's hold on to these. And Allie's like, go open them now.
These are called cheesies, and they're going in my mouth.
Yeah, Allie goes, pass me the cheesies. I mean, it was unbelievable. It's like Godzilla had attacked our office.
I went down there. I did my little warm-up where I was
kind
of jogging.
You felt that bad? You felt that bad about
I planned on going anyway, but I was like, I was anxious to get down there because I just started feeling bad. So I started kind of doing this slow jog, and I don't go down to this gym very often. I usually go to my place at the YMCA by my house. So I'm doing my little, well, love the YMCA, shout out. I decide I'm done with the warm-up, and I press the stop button on the screen, and I did not realize that the treadmills down there, they don't just gradually slow down. They stop like pretty immediately. And I was not anticipating that. And of course, like everyone else at the gym, I'm watching a screen. I'm watching something on my phone. I'm not really paying attention. And I'm expecting to go to a walk and then eventually
Why would you expect that?
Every treadmill on the planet, when you hit the word stop, when you hit stop, stops instantly.
No.
None of them slow down.
If you pull that like emergency
like
cord.
Omar's right. It's a giant red safety button. Because if you wanted to cool down, you would have hit the button that says cool down.
But I didn't pull the red safety button thing or like that little emergency tab.
No, you could either do that and then that stops it immediately, or you hit stop because stop means stop.
Stop means stop.
But they have to know that stop, you're already running. You can't just completely. No one
Again,
can just completely
it's an
stop.
Emergency kind of feature for all treadmills.
Well, in this case, it created an emergency.
Allie, because if your shoelace is stuck in the thing, you know, there's a million reasons why stop means stop. If you wanted, I could give you three reasons that most people would use if they wanted to slow down gradually. There's a cool down button. There's those arrows. You just push the arrows.
Or the number two.
I can't press the arrows like that when I'm running. It's like, and then I feel like I miss the arrows.
Just press the number two to slow you down to two.
All right, I press stop because I'm done.
Okay.
And
right,
in the logic, at the treadmill wins. Where I usually go, it is a gradual slowdown.
Let me get this
when
straight.
I press
really?
Stop.
You
yeah.
press stop and the treadmill stopped, and that
and,
and that was surprising to you. You pressed the stop button and it stopped.
It stopped so suddenly, Klein, and
right.
I fell down because I wasn't expecting it to stop that suddenly. And then a security guard walked into the fitness center and said, ma'am, which
the whole
ma'am,
building shook. Ma'am.
We got- and everyone was on an earthquake evacuation from the building.
They called every single floor had to be evacuated of this giant building.
The foundation was crashed.
She said, are you okay? He said, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm fine. And he said, I saw you from down the hall and I ran over here because I wanted to help you. And meanwhile, there are other people in the fitness center seeing this. And I said, no, and then I had to explain to him, I'm okay, but I pressed stop. I didn't think that it was going to stop so quickly, and it just caught me off guard, and I fell down. And he said, okay, I just wanted to make sure there was nothing wrong with the treadmill.
He's checking on the treadmill.
So not very nice treadmills we bought here.
Like, he wanted to make sure it was malfunctioning or something. He had to put that out of order sign on it.
Oh, right.
And I said, no, the treadmill's working fine. Yeah. I'm not used to this treadmill. I explained all this to him.
Did he put the out of order sign on you? That would have been great.
And then he said, are you sure you're okay? Because I can write a report. He was going to write like an injury report
man.
For me.
That would have been great.
And I said, no, I don't need an injury report.
No, you assaulted the treadmill. Stop.
Write an injury report for the treadmill. And so then all this is going on. People kind of stopped their workouts now, making sure that like the idiot is okay. And then finally he leaves. And now I'm recovering from this. I got a bruised knee. I continue with my workout. And then later, 10 minutes later, there's some kind of an office tour going on. Where they parade all these new people around the gym and they're watching me work out. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, too bad they didn't get to watch you fall off the treadmill.
I know.
Hey, Johnny, is there surveillance footage in that gym? There must be, right? They have cameras there.
Yeah, let me go ask my buddy Marquise and see if he could send us that footage.
Yeah, get the footage of Allie falling off
can
the treadmill.
Can you do me a solid, Marquise, and not do that?
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
You.
Oh, please get us the footage of Allie falling off the treadmill.
I'm going to DM them right now.
Yeah, they have to have cameras down there. I would imagine there's cameras everywhere.
Look, it's probably not as bad as it felt.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
I'm sure it would look probably just like a little trip.
You went full down?
I don't think I went full down.
Full
I think
down.
It was one of those things where like you kind of like you're walking and then stop and kind of
right. But if
do
the guy
this,
came
like,
all
tumble.
The way in to check on you to fill out a report, I mean that's a pretty big fall.
I mean, I was like doing my stretching and then he just walked up to me. I couldn't believe that he.
It
came
looks,
to my aid in that way. What
like
a good security
looks like
guard.
You fell on your face terribly. Oh, no, my face is fine, sir.
The poor floor. Do I need to get clean?
Well, that's our new mission now to find this footage.
Right.
So hopefully we'll be releasing that later today. If you're not following along, you could do that at Klein Alley Show. We'll be right back after this quick break. I recommend you don't miss a minute of the show because you don't know what moment you could miss. You could even miss this.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
We're about to find out how long we should be living for. Well, let me start that again. That came out all
nice.
Backwards.
I think you got another 2 weeks.
That was A Moment with Kevin.